Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Walking Leader Podcast, episode 22. I am your host, David Guerra. I am the author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can follow now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness in your organization, and author of the forthcoming second book of the trilogy, The Walking Leader Trilogy, Great to Follow. And welcome. Well, we've made it through 21 episodes, and I hope you've liked it. As always, let me know what you think. Drop me an email, davidaveguerra.com, or Twitter, at daveguerra.com, or not at daveguerra.com. My Twitter handle is at daveguerra, D-A-V-E-G-U-E-R-R-A. That's all one word. Follow me on Twitter. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Definitely want to hear from you. So, as I said, we're moving now into the new section or the new book, Great to Follow. Still putting the finishing touches on it, but you know what? I'm going to talk about it anyway because we need to continue with the podcast. So, without further delay, let me kind of introduce you to the Great to Follow, and then we'll kind of just go from there. Again, there are 20 rules in the Great to Follow, and it's all about becoming a better follower in order to become a great leader. Now, it has been written, and many believe that to be a great leader, one has to be an even greater follower. I truly believe this. There have been numerous times that I have followed whether I liked it or not. We have to follow. Now, with all my experience, I by no means do claim to be a leader, let alone a great leader. Never. You never do that. That's for other people to decide, and that's for you to continually strive for. But I can tell you this. I am a lifelong follower. I will follow. I follow all the leaders that I've encountered. Unfortunately, there have been some bad managers that truly believed that they were great leaders, and that belief would eventually become their undoing. And trust me, folks, I saw this mostly, well, I won't say where I saw it, but in the military, they tend to weed out their own, weed out the good, keep in the bad, They tend to weed out the bad, keep the good, and they try hard, but sometimes the bad does filter through, and in other government agencies and organizations, the same thing happens. The good fight the fight, and the bad, well, we know what happens there. So, always, those individuals fail to recognize what bad management is and only perpetuate that bad management. They perpetuated that bad management feel of the organization by doing what they do to the next generation of employees. So what happens is somebody will realize, hey, look, this is how I was trained. Obviously, this must be the way I do it. And that's not the good thing. And that's why the military does a good job of being the good leaders. And the undoing of some people I encountered in my military and civilian life were so overwhelming that I would not even come close to considering them as leaders. And there's been one that just really, truly, in my civilian life, stands at the top. And I am not going to name names to protect the guilty, but I will say I saw it coming. Many of us saw it coming, and it got blatant. But I bet to this day that individual still feels they did nothing wrong, and that is sad. Sure, they had positions of authority, but that did not make them quote unquote automatic leaders. In their minds, it did, but it did not. Expected or automatic leadership is a misnomer, as leadership has to be earned and is never just handed over to somebody. This expectation is usually accompanied when they get promoted. Usually, they get promoted because they stick around long enough. And that too, is a sad situation. Or they get a diploma or a degree, or because they own their own company. And no, that makes you a good manager. It makes you somebody who's well-learned, taught. But it does not automatically make you a leader. These are all the wrong reasons for giving or putting someone in a leadership position. Again, it's crazy. And some of the crazy things that have happened will continue to happen, or probably happening right now. There have been many great leaders and some bad managers in my life, as I said. Luckily, there have been more good leaders than bad ones. That's a good thing. There were people like my platoon sergeant at my first duty assignment, or section chief at my last duty assignment. And in my civilian life was a recent graduate of a prominent Texas agricultural and mechanical university, and a small redhead with a Napoleon complex. They were bad. And those were bad. And again, it's in time, I guess, the first one, the first two did mature in time as far as their leadership abilities. And I don't know how they ended up because I ended up leaving. But we got transferred or changed duty station. But at first, it just wasn't good leadership. It wasn't. It was more dictatorship. You will do it because I have the stripes. You will do it because I said so. You will do it because you don't have the stripes. And that's not a good thing. Not a good thing. But, and again, like I said, I might be a little harsh in my description, but each of these four individuals certainly had it coming. Each one was in a position of authority, and each one had a problem being the kind of individual that I would follow through hell, that I would go through fire for. They said, Dave, we need you to go through that burning building. There's leaders, and there are leaders to this day that I would do that without hesitation. But those four, at the time, no. Oh, sure, each one of them made me a better person and showed me that I did not have to follow them or emulate their behavior to be successful. They clearly show me that if I wanted to be a great manager and leader of men and women, I must never do what they did. Unfortunately, somewhere along the way, these four individuals were fed some misguided information and acquired bad knowledge and created bad habits that said that if your job title put you in a position where that required individuals to report to them, then they were quote-unquote automatic leaders. And nothing could be further from the truth. So please, don't. I can't stress it enough. Don't believe you're a leader just because people report to you. People have to report to somebody. Now, they report to you out of fear, or they report to you because they have to, or they report to you because they want to. Think about it. However, on more than one occasion, to their employees, these four were egotistic, egocentric individuals who, when it came down to it, could not lead a Cub Scout troop out of a jungle gym. Now, don't get me wrong. These individuals worked hard to get to where they were when our paths converged and then diverged. They were not, quote, they were not gifted their positions of management, meaning mom or dad didn't have the position or was the CEO of the company and then gave them a position. No, that wasn't it. They worked hard to climb up the ranks of their organization, except for one who was a college grad, who graduated college and filled a management trainee position. But all of them all worked through the ranks. I mean, the two in the military, well, they start off as privates just like I did and everybody else does. The one at the other location, he also started off at the basic entry and then worked his way up quickly, got schooling and everything. But again, somebody was teaching him wrong and it's quite evident. Now, most of them took the normal path to management. And like I said, while that one was on the accelerator route, and that's that one with the management trainee position. Now, I'm not going to make this a book that bashes these four individuals. However, I will use them as examples of where and how I learned from them and why their actions, well, made me a great follower, I believe, and also why their actions must be a cautionary tale for future followers and future leaders. As I had previously written, in my time in the military and civilian life, I had encountered many great leaders and, of course, many more individuals that had greatness in them, but out of fear or self-preservation decided that to act as the leaders they wanted to be would mean the end of their careers. And that is wrong. I mean, if you fear that you're afraid you're going to lose your job because you know what the right thing to do is, but you're afraid to do it because you will lose your job, you don't need to be there. See, then again, there were some that were never allowed or never knew that they were allowed to be great. Sure, there were some organizations and some organizations I will deal with today that is open to that. But for some reason, they are holding themselves back. And that, my friends, is also not a good thing. But that is why I wrote The Walking Leader. Again, let you know, just get out there. Now, someone had to let them know that greatness was in their grasp. And most importantly, you need no one's permission to be great. That's it. You yourself are the only one that's going to hold you back. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to step out and step forward. Just do it. Now, the great to follow, the book and this podcast and the beginning of the series should serve as another guide from me to you. This time, let's look at it from the front lines on up the chain of command, or the organizational chart. This time, you and I are in the trenches together. We will talk about what it takes to be a great follower first, then a great leader, and with or without anyone's permission or approval. And on this journey, we will meet the good, the bad, and certainly, and the uncertain. There we go. Sorry about that. I knew where we were going. Lastly, as I said, I have changed the names of the guilty, because there are no innocents in life. Everybody's guilty. However, the deeds are all their own, and those I'm not going to change, because there is no need to change. So, that's it for the intro to Great to Follow. Starting next week, we'll start getting into the rules. And again, there's 20 rules. Some of them will be familiar, but they're going to be with a spin. And others are going to be brand new. And some of them are going to be in your face, because some of them need to be in your face to remind you that, you know, it's not what you think it is. It really isn't. Just because some book in some college level class said that you walk in, da da da, whatever, this and this, blah blah blah, you're a leader. No, you're not a leader. Just because you're you left the military, well, guess what, you are a leader. But it's time to fine-tune it, because again, you leave the military, you enter civilian life, guess what, 99 times out of 100, we got to be followers all over again. So it's something to consider and something to remember. So it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, who you are. It's always great to know that you have to be a follower before you can be a great leader. So don't hesitate to just say, yeah, I will follow. But again, pick wisely who you follow. Well, listen, I'm Dave Guerra. This is the end of episode 22. I thank you for listening. And until next week, I'll talk to you real soon. Follow me on Twitter @DaveGuerra, or drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com. I want to hear from you. Thanks a lot.